Today's message is called, What Do You Know? What do you know? As I take a moment, let it rattle around in your mind what you know, and you might be going down a list of things that you know, and you might go down a list of things that you don't know, and you might be adding and calculating and seeing and figuring and trying to see what is actually going on there. Let me tell you that you know everything. You know everything. And you know nothing. Now, how is this possible, Ted? Because if I know everything, everything that I know would prevent me from knowing nothing. And if I know nothing, the nothing that I have would prevent me from knowing everything. So how is that possible? And what I'm telling you is true. Everything I said is true. It's the truth of God. You know everything. We can take a look right here. We can read it. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. Say amen to that.
Amen.
You know all things. And here it says in 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. But the anointing which you have received from him abides in you, and you do not need anyone. You do not need that anyone teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things. You know all things. What do you know? You know all things. But you also know nothing. How is this possible? Because when I talk about you knowing nothing, we're talking about your physical being. In particular, your mind. Oh, I know, you might be sitting there saying, no, Ted, I've got degrees, I've taken classes, I know something. But the problem is, what we know up there are half-truths, misunderstandings, falsities, darkness, you know, all kinds of things that when we actually apply it in life, it does not produce anything and it does not help us to have a great and wonderful life. It does not help us when we apply those things to the physical. And remember, we don't come to Golden Heart to learn about the physical life. We come here to learn about the kingdom of God and our spiritual life. Because we know that that's where the power lies, and that's where the prosperity lies, and that's where the healing lies, and that's where the blessing lies, and that's where we want to be, and that's why we're here. Say amen to that. It's the Spirit of God, that knows everything. God knows everything. Can you agree with me there? God knows everything. God knows everything, and the Spirit of God, which dwells on the inside, which you have on the inside of you, knows all things.
Amen.
Now, if we are joined together with that Spirit, if we are one with that Spirit, and God knows everything, and that Spirit of God, which is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of love, which is the Holy Spirit, which is on the inside, which is one with us, knows everything, and we're one with it, then we know everything.
Amen.
We know all things. But it's important for us to realize that we know all things through the Spirit of God. Because if we get all caught up and start walking around, I know all things. And it starts to get into our ego and we get all puffed up and prideful and thinking like, man, I know it all. What happens is there's a disconnect. A disconnect from God. Because we've gone into our own ego and sense of knowing all things. And when we have that disconnect, now we can't be connected to the source that knows all things. So, we don't want to get into that point where we think, oh, well, we know all things, it's all coming through me. Yeah, it is coming through you, but it's through the Spirit of God that you know all things. At the same token, I don't want you to go walking around, I don't know nothing. I don't know anything. Because what happens when you get into that state, and some of you get into that state from time to time, but when you get into that state, now you start to feel very low. And you start to feel very depressed. And you go into a very dark place. And when we go into a very dark place, what do? We separate ourselves from God again. And now, when we're separated from God again, now you cannot receive all that knowledge that's laid up for you, that's waiting for you, because you have separated yourself from God. What do you know? You know all things. You know all things through the Spirit of God. And yet you know nothing through this brain, the physical. We've got to... Now, this is the... now we're getting somewhere. How far have we gone yet? I hope you had your coffee this morning. I hope you're with me, because this might be too deep for you. You might have got lost somewhere along the way. I hope not. The Spirit of God is bringing you along here. But I don't want you to get to the point where you're feeling like you're in your ego that you know it all, because we disconnect from God. I don't want you to get to the point where you feel like you know nothing, because then you disconnect from God. And the number one thing is, we've got to be connected to God. And we have the Spirit of God already dwelling on the inside of us. The Spirit of God is already there. Let's go back to that verse that I read here. This is 1 John chapter 2, verse 27. But the anointing which you have, the anointing, the Spirit of God comes upon us, we are anointed. We are anointed with the love of God. The Spirit of God is working in us. Which you have received from Him abides in you. Abides in you, is one with you. Remember, if you want to know all things, you've got to have it abiding you. You abide in that Spirit, in the Father, in the Son, and the Spirit abides in you. And you do not need anyone to teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things. Wow, check it out. We have everything you need to know, you've already got on the inside. You haven't got it. It went right over your head. Let me say that again. This is exciting. I'm jumping around here because let's get this. Let me say that again. Everything you ever need to know, you've already got on the inside.
Amen.
Now, and this knowledge, this information that's on the inside is good information that when you follow it, takes you in your life to the best places. It blesses you. You receive blessings and benefits when you follow that information that's coming out from the inside. And it's all there already. You know all things. And now, by following it, every area of your life, it can be blessed. It can be blessed if you follow it. It can be blessed. This is powerful and exciting stuff. We've got to get this revelation that we know all things through the Spirit of God. Because in a moment of time, depending where you are and what you need, the knowing will come out at exactly the right moment, at exactly the right time. You will know who to talk to. You will know who to call. You'll know which way to turn. You'll know if she's the right one. You'll know where to find the healing and the happiness. You'll know exactly what to do because you know all things. Amen. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Okay. So how can we benefit in our lives from this? How can we benefit from this? Because you've already had the Spirit on the inside. Right?
Yes.
You might be looking around and saying, okay, Ted, I got the Spirit on the inside. I know all things. It's not working so good yet. Is that what you're thinking? I don't know if you're thinking that or not. You might be thinking that. Why is it not working so good if I already know everything? Why do I keep making mistakes? Why do I keep having these problems? How do we benefit from it? We have to stay connected to God. It comes down to loving God. If you love somebody, you want to be with them. Same if you love God. If you love God, you want to abide with Him. You want to be with Him. You want to find out what He's saying. You want to find out where he's taking you. You want to find out what He's planned for you. You want to find out everything about His kingdom and what He has created. If you love God, there is no higher priority in your life. You put God first place. But it comes down to love. We got to love Him. Now, if we just have a mediocre kind of, well, yeah, I know God's important. I'm sure God could do some good things for me, but you know what, Ted, there's other things that I want to do that are more important in life. The thing is that God's got every aspect of your life. He's already got it ready to be the best it could ever be, beyond anything you could possibly dream. He's already set it up so that you can have a miraculous, amazing, beautiful, blessed, and highly favored life. But if we don't love Him, then we don't abide with Him. Which means we disconnect from that His Spirit which is inside of us. It's not that it leaves us, it's still in there, but we don't stir it up. We don't get it excited. We don't get excited about what He's telling us. We don't get excited about where He's taking us. We don't take action on what He said. You just say, oh, yeah, thanks, guy. Whatever, dude. I got something else more important. Because the love isn't there. So we got to love Him. Now, we also got to listen. We've got to listen because the Spirit of God on the inside is teaching us. Remember what we read there? He's teaching us. Let's go down here. I got a verse actually about this. Let's talk about the Holy Spirit here for a second. Now, in John 14:25, these things, this is Jesus speaking, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things. There we go again with that all things. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. So the Holy Spirit will teach you all things. That's how you know all things. The Holy Spirit on the inside. But we've got to listen. Listen. Now, we've also got to hear. Because you could be, I don't know if you were like me, but when I was a kid, man, I could sit in a class and the teacher would be talking and I could be listening and not hear anything. I spent entire years like that in school where the teacher was talking and I was listening and I wasn't hearing a thing. It went in one ear and it came out the other ear. And every once in a while they'd say, are you listening? And I'd say, yeah, because I was. I just wasn't hearing. Now, There's some of that still going on today. It's just the way I am, I guess. Because there's times where Liza will be telling me something. We're going to some event on this night, and we're going to go out with these people, and you're going to have to get, you know, wear this kind of outfit, and then I'll be there, And she'll say, okay, are you listening? And I'll be like, yeah. What did I say? You said we're going out. Where are we going? Somewhere. Out there. Why? Because I wasn't hearing. I was listening. And I do know that she will remind me again later on the night of. She'll tell me that, hey, we got to get ready. We're going there. And I'll be like, oh, yeah, right. Okay, good. And then I will get ready and we'll go. But there's a difference between listening and a difference between hearing. And we've got to hear what the Spirit says. Now, check this out, because this was a big thing for Jesus as well. Here he says, in Mark chapter 4, verse 23, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus repeated this phrase several times through the Gospels, and he said it, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And I always thought that was a funny thing to say. But let's take a look at what he said before that in Mark 4, starting at verse 21. Also he said to them, is a lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Is it not to be set on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret but that it should come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Now there are mysteries in the kingdom of God about how the kingdom of God works, how do we receive blessings and favor, but he is saying it will be revealed. And he is saying, he's giving us a clue there, if it's going to be revealed, we have to hear. We have to hear what the Spirit says so that it can be now revealed to us. So we can have revelation and insight. We have to hear. We have to have the hearing kind of ears. We can't have the jewelry hanging kind of ears. We can't have the glasses holding up kind of ears. We've got to have ears that hear. And what are they hearing? They're not just hearing anything. They're attuned to hearing the Spirit of God. Amen. Jesus made this a big point. He pointed this out time and time again. If we go down to verse 24, he says, then he said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. For whoever has, to him more will be given, but whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Now this is an interesting point that Jesus is talking about. He is talking directly, and I never really saw it so clearly as when I was talking to God over the last few days about what I was going to say here today. And he showed me this verse, and I never, you know, I've always heard this thing, you know, with the same measure you use, it'll be measured to you. I was like, okay, he's measuring something out, and if I measure something, whatever I measure it with, and I'll get some of that too, and it'll be the same measurement. But if we look at that first part that he's talking about, before that he says, then he said to them, take heed what you hear. I believe that he's talking about the amount that we can hear the Spirit of God. That's the amount that's going to be measured out to us. That's the amount of the blessing that's going to come to us. The amount that we can hear the Spirit of God is the amount that we will receive the blessing and the benefits that God has laid up for us. Let me read that again. Then he said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. If you hear the Spirit of God speaking to you, you will be given more. God wants to bless us. He wants to bless us, but we've got to hear where he needs us to go, what he needs us to say, what he needs us to be, so that we can receive the blessing. And so, and to you who hear, more will be given. When you hear the Spirit, then you can be given more. He goes on to say, for whoever has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. If we're not hearing the Spirit of God, but we're using this noodle, which I've already said is only filled with false ideas, half-truths, misunderstandings, and we're trying to live our life that way, even what we have will disappear. It just won't work. We just won't have the blessing. But to him who has, what has what? He has the ability to hear the Spirit of God, even more will be given. Even more will be given to that guy. Are you with me? We need to have the hearing kind of ears. Hearing the Spirit of God kind of ears if we want to really receive that. How do we know that he's talking about, because he's saying here, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. If I go down to Revelations chapter 2 and verse 7, he says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. That's in the book of Revelations that John wrote. He says, he who has an ear, let him hear. Hear what? Hear what the Spirit says to the churches. The same thing. Now, I can go down to another part here. This is interesting as well. You remember this part? Now, remember here, we had this part where Jesus went up on the mountain and he was transfigured and he was glowing bright, you know, incredible. And the disciples were standing there by him, and there's a voice that comes. And here's what the voice is from God coming out of a cloud, right? And listen to what the voice says. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Everybody remembers that part, right? I always remembered that part too. The part I never remembered was this last little sentence. It says two things. It says one thing with two words. It says, let me read this again. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear him. Hear him. I never remembered the part, hear him. I always remembered, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. Oh, God's pleased in what Jesus is doing. That's great. Fantastic. Missed the most important part. Hear him. Now remember, Jesus said, my words are spirit, and they are life. They are the Spirit of God. God said, hear him, because then we would hear the Spirit. Jesus said to his disciples that the Helper's going to come, going to remind you of what I said, and teach you what God is saying. And we need to hear that so we can receive the blessing. Now, here's the cool part. It is like a treasure has been built into your life. There's a great treasure waiting. An amazing life. It's a treasure. It's like a treasure map. And the map is kind of like GPS. It's telling you where to turn and where to go. And that's what the Spirit's like. It's telling you exactly what to do, when to do it, because you know all things through the Spirit. And if you do what it says when it tells you to do it, you will receive the blessings and benefits. You will uncover the treasure. The good news is, just like GPS, sometimes I don't even hear that very well. It goes in one ear and out the other, and I miss a turn. It reroutes. GPS suddenly is rerouting. Remember that? It's like rerouting, trying to get you back on track. The Spirit of God is doing the same thing. The Spirit of God is talking to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Doesn't matter how many wrong turns you make. GPS is rerouting you. Same thing. The Spirit is rerouting. New instructions to get you back on track. It doesn't matter how many wrong turns you made. Doesn't matter how long you've been off track. It doesn't matter how long you've been going in the wrong direction. The Spirit is rerouting you so you can get right back in there where God wants you to be. Say amen to that. There's a treasure. It's a treasure of your life that's waiting. But we've got to hear. We've got to be listening for the Spirit, and we've got to hear it. But we've also got to register what we hear. We've got to register it in our minds. I can tell you that there's a few times this week where I heard, but I did not register. Did not register it right there. I heard what was said. I was listening and I heard it. But it didn't register that that was guidance from the Spirit saying to do this. And so I did not take action. And we've got to let it register that this was guidance from God. We've got to know that. It's got to be registered so that we can take action. Because that's the next step. Action. So we've got to be listening. We've got to be hearing. We've got to register that that was from the Spirit of God. And then we've got to act on it. Because if you don't act on it, you're not going to benefit in any way from what you were told. Your life will be the same as it was before you heard anything. The Spirit of God, though, is telling us all the time, teaching us, leading us. What do you know?
Everything.
You know all things. You know all things through the Spirit of God. But to receive that, you've got to love God so that the Spirit abides with you. And then you've got to listen and hear and register and act so that you can receive the blessings and the treasure that God has laid up for you. It's all about it. The helper is there helping you. Every moment of every day, the Spirit of God is speaking to you right now. All the time. Teaching you all things. You know exactly, the Spirit of God knows exactly what to do in your life right now to turn it around 180 degrees. Right now. The Spirit of God is telling you that. But you've got to have ears to hear. Hear the Spirit of God. Not everybody had those kind of ears because they were focused on something else. The religious establishment of the time did not have ears to hear. They had a brain that knew. They knew everything. They knew everything that you were supposed to do and everything that you weren't supposed to do, and yet they did not know about the kingdom of God. And they did not know how to heal the sick. And they did not know how to cast out demons. And they did not know about salvation or how to receive it. They did not know how to receive the blessings and benefits from God. They were so in love with what they knew, they didn't have ears to hear what God was saying. And they could not hear or understand what God was telling them, because they did not have a love for God. We have to have a love for God, and we have to have the ears to hear, because the blessing is waiting for you. The blessing and treasure that God has laid up is waiting for you. And if you hear the Spirit of God and you act on what you have heard, you will receive the blessing of God.
Amen.
And it's never too late.
Praise
never
God.
Too late. I love this part here. Check this out. In Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Jesus was saying this. It's ready to be opened. If we just seek to hear the Spirit of God seek to develop the ears that can hear everything that you need to know. You already know it. You just need to hear it so that you can walk in it, live in it, act in it, and your life can be turned around right now, 180 degrees. You can receive blessings and benefits beyond belief, both physically in terms of healing and financially in terms of prosperity and in terms of love. Every aspect of your life can flourish and be abundant and happy and easy and blessed. And it can all happen today if you have ears to hear. Amen. Say amen to that.
Amen.